Welcome back to Media Planning and Buying, Chapter 6, Media Decisions. But before that, let's get to know me a little better. Hello everybody, I am Tarun Makhija, the co-founder and CEO of Bigmount Digital and Media. I am an IT engineer turned digital marketer. I am a lecturer, speaker, and believer of spreading good vibes and positivity wherever I go. My aim in life is to spread a smile on each and every human's face, whoever I meet or whoever I encounter through my social media. I'm also somebody who loves to eat food, all sorts of food. I can travel to moon for food and travel to any part of the country to explore new places, meet new people. Lastly, I'm also the host of the podcast Be Limitless with Tarun Makhija and of the Instagram live show Tarun Ke Saath. Moving forward with media decisions. Objectives. After going through this chapter, you will be able to understand about the various terms involved in the measurement of ad effectiveness and characteristics, the formulas in the measurement of the effectiveness and ad characteristics as a whole. Introduction. All media decisions try to strike a balance between only two things. First is the rupees spent, and another is exposure. If you don't know how much is the exposure of your particular ad, you will never be able to calculate what is it that it's trying to give it back to you or the brand that you're promoting it for. The specific goals an advertiser has for the media portion of the advertising program are reach and cost of the reach. The specific goal that any agency or any brand will have for their clients will be the reach and the cost of that particular reach. We will get to know about that in much more detail in the chapter. Thirdly, it is in the media planning context, you need to understand how to establish firm objectives for the plan in order to demonstrate how will it help the brand to achieve its marketing goals. Media objectives are in harmony with the advertising and marketing plans. Thus, while launching a new product or repositioning an existing product, there are specific objectives which will guide our media decisions. There are primarily five parts. Number one being situation analysis. Number two being measurable objectives. Number three being the budget. Number four, creative strategy. And number five, media strategy. Now, each of this stage is very, very important. Right from number one, analyzing the current situation, where is the brand or the product currently in the market? How is it placed in the market right now? What is the market share? How are people taking the brand or the product? Second is setting objectives which are measurable. Yes, if you cannot measure your objectives, then they are not going to be beneficial for you or the brand that you're working on. Set objectives which you can measure, and then move on to the very important point, which is the budget. The budget holds the key in any media plan or any media buying activity. The budget can make or break the campaign, and the budget can rightfully decide which medias to take in and which not. Fourth, being the creative strategy, this part has to be specifically on point, and you cannot go wrong with your creative strategy, because everything, literally everything, boils down to your creative strategy. And finally, after completing the first four points, you jump on to the media strategy, and then you plan the entire media plan, and finally you get into the execution mode once all these five steps are conclusive. What were our traditional media objectives? Number one, connection of the right media with the intended target audience. If you cannot reach to the intended target audience through the right media, then there's a big gap. We as digital marketers or as media planners or as media buyers need to make sure that our target audience is getting the message of the brand through the right medias. Like the right medias for an urban city like a Mumbai will be different compared to a village will be different. We have already studied this in the previous chapters. There are different means that you would communicate to an audience of this segment, which is the Mumbai segment, or in the rural areas. Second, geography. Which specific areas you want to cover? can be national, regional, local, or a combination. Do you want to reach out to a specific region of people? Do you want to reach out to a specific city only? Do you want to reach out to multiple cities? Do you want to reach out to multiple locations? You can do however you want, setting the objective right from day one of the geography and where your TG is actually present. Number three is timing. Always try to answer this one question and you will never go wrong with your media plan. When is the best time to place a message before the target audience? If you're targeting an audience which is the young millennials or the Gen Z, target them in a time range of probably 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. or later, because they are the most active on different channels of mediums, on different channels of media during those hours. If you're targeting more of a urban level audience in which you're targeting more of business oriented people, target them probably in the morning or in the evening after they're done with the work. Thus, timing matters the most. Timing basically are the decisions relating to the factors such as seasonality, holidays, days of the week, and the time of the day. If you're a brand which is into woolen clothing, the best time for you to advertise in India will be somewhere starting from September mid or September end till the entire December month. That is when people go and take a lot of woolen or winter clothes. Thus, an example of seasonality or the right timing for your brand. Number four is duration. Now, a lot of times the media planners get lost as to how many days should the ad be running or how big your ad should be. What is the length of the ad? What kind of duration you need to keep it in and for which platform? The length of the ad depends on a number of factors. Number one, the advertising budget. Number two, the target audience in which the time between the purchase and repurchase cycles are calculated. Number three, competitor advertising campaigns. The objective is to find media where advertisers' voice is not drowned out by competitors' voices, but you get an equal share of voice within your competitors and the network of your TG. Now, a duration of a media campaign can be anywhere between a week, a month, 10 days, 2 weeks, depending on your objectives and your end goal. The fifth thing is size, length, or the position of the ad. What has greater stopping power? Stopping power meaning thumb stoppers. Which kind of ads on the digital platforms are your thumb stoppers? Or which kind of ads which are in the offline mediums as well will make your audience stop and stare for a while and see the ad and understand the message that you are trying to put across. And what basically is affordable for the duration we need, right? You need to see the affordability factor as well. If you need an ad which is a full-fledged production ad, it might cost you a bomb, and that is where you need to see the affordability factor comes into play. Thus, the size, length, or the position of the ad is equally important compared to the duration of the ad. Duration meaning how many days, size, length, or position meaning size of the ad in terms of duration of the time, which is seconds or minutes, depending on your platforms. The five primary objectives can be, just to recap, connections, geography, timing, duration, and size of an advertisement. Traditional ad measurables. The media objectives always should be measurable, because if something is not measurable, it's a complete no-no and a complete failure for you and your brand as well. The various ad measurables are reach, frequency, gross rating point, spread, cost per thousand or CPM, cost per point, cost per rating point, impact, selectivity, gross impressions, circulation and readership, brand development index, category development index. we will be learning more about all of these in the further parts of the chapter. Number one is reach. Reach, in simple terms, is the number of unique people who are exposed to an ad at least once, or is the number of different people your ad reached to in a duration of the ad's budget or the ad campaign or the entire media plan. It's basically expressed as a percentage. Reach is the number of individuals you want to expose your product to through specific media scheduled over a given period of time. The only objective of reach is optimal exposure. Your reach is going to define that your exposure is optimized and it reaches to, your ad reaches to the people, right kind of people, and just once, so that it reaches to more different people and more unique number of users. A related term to reach is also called as coverage, which is the potential number of people exposed to a message. In print media, reach and coverage are usually synchronized. In broadcast, coverage refers to the number of households living in communities that carry the broadcast, not those who are actually tuned in. Thus, reach and coverage have synchronous in themselves depending on the mediums you're referring to. Make sure that your reach is the most important factor, because reach meaning the number of people you are reaching to which are unique and different. You meaning your ad. Frequency. Frequency is the number of times a consumer is exposed to the message. That means how many times a consumer actually saw the same ad or the same brand message that you were trying to put across. It basically takes an average of 3 or more exposures for an advertising message before consumers take an action. That means your consumers need to be shown the ads 3 to 4 times before they actually take an action or a decision of buying or checking out the product. Frequency is very important because it takes a while to build up the awareness and break through the consumer's selection process. Consumers have a plethora of options in all kinds of products and services to select today, and they're even loyal to certain brands. Now, that is exactly where you as a media planner has to decide how many times your ad should be seen to consumers so that it breaks through their current selection process and makes them buy or at least check out your product or your brand. Reputation is the keyword over here. The more the reputation, the better and the higher it is. Your frequency is basically the amount of times the repetition is happening of a particular ad with a consumer. For frequency, it's much better to advertise regularly in small spaces than it is to have a one-time expensive advertising budget or exposure for your brand. It's better to show the ad multiple times in small and affordable shorter advertising spaces versus hiring a bigger space and just putting it up for once. To maximize overall awareness, the advertising must reach the maximum number of target audience. Now, the more the number of times your ad or your brand's message reaches to your target audience, the better it is for your brand, because that's exactly where they get exposed to your brand's message and your product. There's a limit for the last few percents of the general population who don't see the main media advertisers use. These are more expensive to reach. The cumulative coverage cost typically follows an exponential curve. Reaching 90% can cost double what it costs to reach 70%. And reaching 95% can cost double the cost yet again. So from 70 to 90, you have to double the cost. Another 95 can double the cost yet again of what you reached from 70 to 90, 90 to 95, is again double of what you reached in the previous model from 70 to 90. The cumulative cost typically will then keep on going exponentially high. Even with a high coverage, it is insufficient for a target audience member to have just one OTS or one opportunity to see the advertisement. It's impossible that your target audience sees the ad once and it remains with them. Not possible. It has to be shown to them multiple times and with a bigger and a better frequency. In traditional media, around 5 OTS are believed required for a reasonable impact. You require at least 5 opportunities for the customer to see your product to have a reasonable impact on your customer. When they keep seeing your ad over and over and over again, that is exactly when they want to try to check you out and check your brand out. The frequency, if you had to redefine it, will be the number of times individuals see an ad campaign. See an ad campaign. Did not take action, but saw the ad. A higher frequency in the long run is usually better. But limiting a user's daily exposure can improve performance. Now imagine that you see an ad of a particular brand every day, at least 3 to 4 times. You might even get agitated and irritated by seeing it multiple times. That is why a higher frequency is better, but you need to limit the interactions of the user with your ad on a daily basis to either 1 or 2 on a daily basis. That is going to give you a better performance and optimized results. When it comes to comparing reach and frequency, let's say for example, a radio station has 60,000 potential listeners and 20,000 of that actually hear the commercial. Then your reach is the amount of people who heard the commercial, which is 20,000, divided by the potential listeners that the radio station had, which is 60,000, which amounts to 0.33 multiplied by 100, which is 33%. 1 lakh people are potentially exposed to an ad if 30,000 see the ad 5 times and 20,000 see the ad 6 times. Then what will the frequency be? It's basically going to be 30,000 into 5 because they saw it 5 times plus 20,000 into 6 because they saw it 6 times divided by 50,000, which is equal to 5.4. A radio station, let's say for example, has 60,000 potential listeners, and again, 20,000 again hear the commercial, out of which 10,000 people hear it 5 times. Then your frequency will be 10,000 into 5 divided by 20,000. Which is 2.5 times. So on average, person saw your ad or listened to your ad on the radio 2 or 3 times, somewhere amounting between 2.5 times on an average for all the users who saw your ad. Greater reach or greater frequency? I would say greater reach and a combination of decent amount of frequency is the best case scenario, because you want to be reaching out to more unique people and not just repetition of the same people. You want to be actually be showing your ads to the right kind of TG over and over again. That is where the frequency comes to play. But you need to be showing your ad to different users every now and then for them to finally take an action. Because if they're not taking an action, somewhere your frequency is either not right or it's too low. To increase your reach, you can include additional media in your plan or expand the timing of your message. Either you include more medias or you increase the duration of your ad as a whole. To increase frequency, you can add spots or insertions to your existing schedule, which means you follow what you're doing in the reach, but keep adding more spots or more instances wherein your customer is exposed to the same ad and increase the frequency. Reach is a time-dependent summary of aggregate audience behavior. Reach figures are meaningless without a period association with them. If there is no timeline associated with your reach, then they are as good as nothing. You need to know how many people you reached in what span of time. Only then you will come to know the right reach for your brand. Reach and frequency of exposure are also two of the most important statistics used in advertising management. The reach and frequency does play a very pivotal role in any media campaign or any advertising campaign for any brand on the planet. The GRP, or the gross rating point. GRP is a unit of audience measurement, commonly used in the AV or the audiovisual media, based on reach or coverage of an advertisement. A single GRP usually represents 1% of the total audience in a given region. It is used to estimate the broadcast reach and frequency from tabulations and formulas. When the reach is multiplied by average frequency, a composite measure called GRP or gross rating points is obtained. Gross rating points are basically used for any kind of media in the AV department, or which is an audiovisual kind of media. It covers how many people does an advertisement reach to, similarly like how a reach was calculated or a coverage was happening. Now, how to calculate GRPs? GRP equals to reach in percentage of audience reached multiplied by frequency, which is the number of ad impressions or the number of times a particular customer or consumer was exposed to an ad. For example, a campaign delivers an average frequency of 5 impressions to 10 lakh millennials, which is 18 to 34 year olds, out of an average total population of 70 lakh millennials. The GRP will be 10 lakh divided by 70 lakh multiplied by 5, which is the reach, which is 1.43% in this case, multiplied by the frequency, which gives you the GRP or the gross rating point as 7.15. 1000 GRPs are equal to reach into frequency, which is reach being 50, frequency being 20, which is 1000, and vice versa as well, reach being 20, frequency being 50. Thus, it can also be 100 into 10 or 33.33 into 33.33, which all amounts to 1000 GRPs. Now, GRPs are something which are very widely used in the audiovisual medias. That's exactly where you need to have or calculate the GRP. Moving forward, spread. Now, as the word itself means, it's ideally the more sophisticated media planners try to look at the spread of the frequencies. Ideally, all of the audience should receive the average number of OTS, which is the opportunity to see. Those who receive fewer are insufficiently motivated, and extra advertising is wasted on those who receive more. Thus, spread of an ad has to be absolutely bang on target. It cannot be too less or too more, right? It cannot be a waste of money for you as a brand, or you as an advertiser, or you as a media planner. It is obviously next to impossible to achieve this as an ideal situation. You cannot achieve an ideal situation wherein everybody gets the balanced amount of ads in a good amount of frequency shown to them a good number of times. But yes, we can control the spread. As with coverage, the pattern is weighted towards a smaller number of heavy viewers. For example, who receives significantly more OTS and away from the difficult last few percent. Now, people who are receiving more opportunities to see the ad is exactly where they are your heavy viewers, or they are exactly the ones which are exposed to your ad much more than the others. However, a good media buyer manages the resulting spread of frequency to weigh it close to the average, with as few audience members as possible below the average. You need to reach out as a good media planner to a good amount of audience with good number of time, that is where your spread of frequencies has to be very good. Next is cost per thousand or CPM or cost per thousand impressions. What is an impression? Impression means somebody saw your ad but did not interact with it, did not click on it, did not comment on it, did not like it, did not click on the button and just swiped below in a digital media. Similarly, your cost per thousand will be defined as how much will it cost to reach a thousand of your prospective customers or target audience, a method using print media comparison. In other words, CPM or cost per thousand is the cost to an advertiser for the delivery of a message to 1,000 readers or viewers. It may be applied to a variety of bases such as cost per 1,000 circulations, cost per 1,000 homes, cost per 1,000 prospects, depending on your objective, your media. CPM is very simple to calculate. CPM equals to the total amount of spent divided by the total measured impressions multiplied by 1,000. That is exactly where you get the CPM. Very simple, very easy to calculate. Next is the CPP or the CPRP. CPB meaning cost per point, CPRP meaning cost per rating point. Now, what does this mean? This basically means that how much will it cost to buy one rating point for your target audience? One rating point equals to 1% of your target audience. Now, cost per point is a measure of cost efficiency, which enables to compare the cost of an advertisement or campaign scheduled to other advertisements, for example, TV versus radio, or radio versus OOH, or TV versus billboard advertising, or TV versus OOH, and many, many more. The CPP is calculated as media cost divided by gross rating points. CPP is primarily defined as the metric to track the cost of one gross rating point. Rating equals to TVHH tuned into the program divided by the total TVHH in the area. CPRP equals to cost of a commercial time divided by the program rating. TVHH over here refers to television households tuned into the program divided by the total television in the households in the area. Thank you so much for staying this while. Until next time, take care, stay safe. Thank you so much.